95 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Something very weird happened to me today.
What?
I don't know how to explain it. I was driving into work and, you know, kind of warm. It was like 88 degrees.
Right.
And it's very sunny, not a cloud in the sky.
Right.
And I was appreciating it.
What?
I was enjoying the warmth.
You enjoyed it?
I liked the sunshine.
What happened to you?
I don't know. I think your weird attitude about loving the wonderful sunshine is, and I can't use this phrase because I'm 12, rubbing off on me.
Wow.
I mean, it's weird. I was like, oh, this is kind of nice. I think because it wasn't very hot.
This is kind of nice.
Yes.
How about that?
What's wrong with me?
And Sluggo's heart grew one size that day.
I think it shrank. I'm turning into a person who appreciates
nice things. I'm not asking
you to
jump up and down. I'm just saying, hey, it's not raining. You can go out and do stuff. Yeah. It's kind of nice.
I mean, I'm just, you know, it was weird. It was very weird. I remember thinking, oh, I like the warmth and the sunshine in my life. Ever.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'm rubbing off on you.
Hey!
You also used to be able to talk before I started.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. I never had a problem with saying words.
It's kind of going both ways. Let's talk about the show today, shall we?
Alrighty.
Give me five.
Yeah, it's, 10-4. 10-4, good buddy. Hey, you know, I'm the Maniac on Channel 13. It's the 4th of October. Welcome to it. So songs about radio, just radio songs in general.
CB radio?
Uh-huh. Well, no. It's radio. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know there's too many songs about it. There is, of course, Convoy.
Sure.
We need to avoid playing that. Unless you request it.
Do we need to avoid that?
Then we have no choice.
Yeah, Breaker 1-9. Looks like we got us a Convoy.
Eastbound and Down by Jerry Reed might show up today.
Things you were sure would never work out. Based off of a tweet that I put up and a bunch of responses.
Okay. I was positive I wasn't going to get hired in radio. Positive. And it's been 40 years now.
That's crazy. First of all, that's crazy.
I was positive I wouldn't get hired.
At the other place, talked to the producers of Dancing with the Stars. And we told them, we know that this has worked in England, but it will never work here.
Wait, how long has it been
it's
on
their
now?
32nd season. And we were positive.
Well, of course you were, because who cares? Who wants to watch people dancing? Oh, I saw that guy on Match Game once. Now he's dancing. He's pretty good.
So you were positive something wouldn't happen.
And then it did.
We have the Power Trip tickets.
Yeah, we got Power Trip tickets sometime between 5 and 6. We haven't worked out how we're going to make you, what hoops we're going to make you jump through, but we'll come up with something. In between 5 and 6, your chance to go this weekend. Today's pretty much the last day to win your way in for free, so...
All right.
Yeah.
And speaking of winning, the KLOS name game...
Tell the kids how much it's worth now.
$3,800.
Woo! Sometime between now and 4.
Between now and 4 on 95.5 KLOS.
Honestly, I can't think of a better band to open the Sphere in Vegas than those guys. Who else knows how to put on a giant show like that?
Agreed.
Those guys just know how to do it. I've seen so many more videos. I've been asking here and there, hey, did you go? Have you been yet?
I've stopped watching because I'm going.
Yeah. Oh, when are you going? So you got tickets yet?
Yeah, but for later in the year.
Nice. Yeah.
So I stopped watching the videos because I don't want to see them.
That is the latest from U2, the brand new thing they just dropped right before they showed up. That is actual proper definition of drop, by the way.
It just appears
out of nowhere.
A song about Vegas.
Yes, Atomic City.
All right, let's talk about the EAS, the emergency test.
That scared the hell out of me today.
Emergency alert test, which scared the hell out of me too. And we knew it was coming.
Yes, I jumped out of my skin. I was sitting there scheduling music, doing my little job, and it goes off. I knew it was going to go off, and I leapt about a mile in the air. I'm like, come on.
It was supposed to go off at 11:20.
It went off at 11:18.
Yeah, bogus.
Boo. Come on.
Caught me off guard. I don't know why it needs to be so loud.
Yeah, it was super loud.
It is almost painfully loud.
Hey, you! Ah! Basically what it did to me.
This is a nationwide test of the emergency alert system, which sometimes they do on radio stations like this.
Yeah, we just did one yesterday, actually. It was fun.
Issued by the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Uh-huh, yeah, right. Okay.
FEMA says important information. What can be expected from the nationwide test?
Yeah.
And then a frequently asked questions section.
Mm-hmm. What's in there?
I didn't look, because nobody's looking at that, let's be honest.
Oh, poor FEMA. They get all this work.
Nobody's looking at that.
But they're coming up with some theories.
They are coming up with some theories.
Yeah.
And some of them are crazier than others.
None of them make any sense. None of them.
One of them is that if your phone is turned on and you have gotten the vaccine for COVID, it's going to turn on Something the, hold in on your
a
body. Second.
It was, there's a word here, activates nanoparticles.
Yes, activate nanoparticles that turn you into a zombie.
See, now there's no way you're going to turn into a zombie.
I'm going to eat you, Kurt. Put on your breast and I'm going to eat you.
That is really dumb. But people believe it.
They do.
People
are really, truly positive that the zombie apocalypse is going to happen. I remember seeing Night of the Living Dead a million years ago before all the zombie movies, and people would just laugh it off.
Right.
Now they believe it's really
going to
happen.
Now they believe that it's going to happen. Yes. Every single thing that happens is a sign.
Yep. And leading us towards it, including this, activating it.
There's no way that I'll kill you.
You're going to turn into a zombie. Come on. I mean, honestly, like, how do you see your friends and go, yeah, the zombie?
No, I really do believe it.
Might happen.
No, it might actually.
How do they not go, but isn't there a chance that we won't?
They can't fix the weather yet. They can't get mail to show up on time. They can't even do the EAS test on time. They were 2 minutes early.
That is true.
You think they put in nanoparticles in your body that are going to turn you into zombies? How dumb can you be?
I wonder,
unbelievable.
I would love to have a readout of how many people honestly feared, at least some, that we might, those of us with our phones on, might turn into zombies.
I mean, I'm going to say 6 years ago, I would have said 3% of the population believe it.
Right.
But over the last 6 years,
we've learned.
We've seen people believe just the most insane things.
Yes.
I'm going to say maybe up to 20%.
18%
really believe it.
Talk.
Truly believe
that's
it.
That's crazy talk.
It is. It's concerning. But they got to be the same people that believe the Earth
so
is
how
flat.
Much do we have? How much do we have in the United States? 330 million
something like that.
That?
Well, that's a lot.
So it'd be
people.
Like 66 million people believe it. 20%. What?
Oh my God!
Is that possible?
No, and it's not a good sign for future. I mean, how are we going to mosey on and improve this life experience when people think that your phone is going to turn you into a zombie because it made a noise at you? Oh my God! Come on!
I love it, and I couldn't love it more.
Here, here.
We know that you all come to us for fashion advice,
of course,
and that's why we are here to tell you that there is a model in a giant furball outfit.
A giant fur ball. Is it actually made out of fur?
Mm-hmm. No, it's faux fur.
Faux fur.
But it is a full...
Yeah, it looks like a giant fur ball.
It's like...
Huge.
I'm 6 feet two. It's probably 6 feet two wide and high.
Yeah.
It's the size of that.
And that's a fashion statement?
Yes.
I think people just make these things and then see if anyone will be dumb enough
too.
To buy them.
I do. I think they're effing with us.
Really
do.
Good for them.
Sam Smith, the singer, was performing during the Christian Cowan Women's Wear Spring Summer 2024 show.
Say that 37 times fast.
As part of the Paris Fashion Week on September 28th.
And wearing that?
He was singing and the model couldn't see out of that. And was wandering around the stage.
Oh, fall off the stage.
Bumped into Sam Smith.
Knock him off the stage.
Fell off the stage.
Ah, ding, 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 ding.
Here's the report.
It gives a whole new meaning to the
car. Where's she been? She's our favorite.
Jeannie Mose from CNN will try to pun you right into the ground.
She'll pun you to death.
And it may happen.
Oh, my God.
It gives a whole new meaning to the term ball gown.
No.
Star is born at Fashion Week in Paris. Dubbed the fur ball, and underneath the fur ball,
I had a harness, and it took about 7 people to help me stand up.
Wow!
It took 7 people to help
me
stand up.
And then I went out on stage and knocked Sam Smith into the crowd.
It really sounds like it's usable.
It does.
I'm happy with this.
It looks really nice. Can you post a picture
of
this?
I'll post a picture.
It's beautiful.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, it's really nice.
But getting dressed was the easy part at designer Christian Cowan's show. Once out on the runway, the fur ball bumped into singer Sam Smith.
You know, I had a dog I used to call Furball.
Did you?
Yeah, that's what we just call her Furball all the time. Hey, Furball! And that's kind of what she looked like.
Yeah,
actually.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Who happens to be the designer's boyfriend.
Oh, so this was all some sort of elaborate plan by the designer.
I don't know if it was a prank.
With his boyfriend.
I don't think so.
No.
Because they interview her here, and she literally says, I couldn't see. Where I was going or what
so
I was
folks
doing.
Folks, run out and buy this right away.
Yes,
where's
yes,
your
exactly.
next big event?
Smith had to nudge the fur ball away. She proceeded down the runway. then bumped into front row spectators. The fake furball had eye holes, but
what could you see?
I could truly only see, like, shadows of things.
Just
perfect.
Before reaching the end of the runway, model Mahjong fell over and had to be lifted up.
Woo!
She had to be all packed up.
That's what you want in your fine couture. It's being knocked over and having to have help.
Are these people effing with us?
They have to be,
because nobody would look at that and seriously go, that's my next ball gown.
I think every year, every time there's a fashion show, there's a couple of
outrageous
that are, you know,
to get attention.
Yeah, screwing around.
Right, that's what I think.
Yeah.
There's no way this could be real.
No.
But I love it.
Yeah.
Because she fell.
I had lost my balance because I had carried it for so long.
Designer Christian Cowan wrote on Instagram, she came into Paris Fashion Week like a wrecking ball.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus, the designer has dressed.
Because she knows. She loves getting these in.
She does.
Oh, to call the fur ball a stunt, the designer's rep
says, it's a stunt.
Christian enjoys a sense of chaos.
And knows how to create buzz.
Wait, I could be a fashion designer.
Start designing stuff.
I love chaos.
It's got to be better than that fur ball.
Right? How hard would it be?
And then Jenny Most of CNN can make puns about it.
It's a perfect thing.
AC/DC, definitely one of my all-time favorite bands, and I'm so happy that they're going to be playing just a few miles from here this weekend.
Saturday night, yep.
AC/DC in town.
We have 3-day passes for the power trip. Night 1, Guns N' Roses and Iron Maiden. Night 2, AC/DC and Judas Priest.
Woo!
Night 3, Metallica and Tool. So we've got your last chance to win them for free today.
Yeah, sometime between 5 and 6, we're going to play Judas Priest. Judas Priest! And when we do, be caller 25. When you hear Priest, when you hear the Priest, when you hear Rob.
Not now, but in the 5 o'clock hour.
Sometime between 5 and 6, be caller 25. And you'll be going. You get that 3-day pass.
So I saw on Billboard, Dancing with the Stars, season 32, how to watch and stream the show.
How is that possible? So many amazing shows. Let's talk about Firefly, canceled after one season.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have anything to do with this show, please apologize. That crap is still on?
We were talking to, I don't remember who it was, my former partner Bean and I were talking to one of the people behind Dancing with the Stars,
mm-hmm.
and they were telling us about the show.
Before it was on?
Yeah, this is what it's going to be.
Okay.
It's going to be stars, and we said, well, first of all, you're going to get D-level stars.
It's going to be match game stars. It's going to be Hollywood Squares stars.
And they said, oh, no, it's very successful in other places. And we said, listen, all due respect, this is a terrible idea and it's not going to work. We told the guy it won't work.
Don't you hate that?
With no hesitancy whatsoever.
Not. It sounds terrible.
Super confident. 100% confident.
And I had no idea it's lasted 32 seasons now.
So then my friend, a comedian, Jimmy Pardo.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Pardo.
Tweeted to me when I worked in the record biz from the side of the stage as I watched them open for Tiffany.
Okay.
I declared New Kids on the Block would never make it. So that's what we're going
to
take.
As opposed to Tiffany, who closed out pretty quick.
But. So that's what we're going to take your phone calls on is
you
were so wrong on things that you thought you were so right.
You just thought there was no question.
Homie in Newport Beach says, we saw a group that we thought was called Beasley Boys open up for Madonna in 1983. They were so bad and they got stuff thrown at them and booed off the stage. They barely finished one song.
You know, the same thing happened to Prince. I don't remember the Stones he opened for. I'm not sure who it was. And they didn't really know who he was yet. Booed off the stage. That guy will never make it. Prince. 818, by the way. 818-955-KLOS. You were wrong.
You were so wrong and you thought you were so right.
Dead wrong.
Velvet Jones tweets, I saw Nirvana a few months before Smells Like Teen Spirit became a huge hit. And I was like, this band really sucks.
I mean, that happens so much in radio, too, because, you know, one of the things you do, you get music ahead of everybody else, and you have to put it into the system. So that was my job for a long time,
right.
Putting in new songs. And I would write notes. This is terrible. This is never going to happen. And then it was massive. I mean, I can't think
it's
of
impossible
any.
To always be right with your guessing.
I mean, a lot of it comes down to taste. It's just not your taste. It doesn't mean that other people have bad taste and are going to like it.
No, Dancing with the Stars is still not for me.
No, God, no.
But I didn't think it was for anyone.
How could it be? And what are you thinking?
And I was so wrong. So that's the topic. You were positive something wouldn't work.
And as it turns out.
Or it would be garbage. And as it turns out.
Here it is. 32 seasons later.
It's huge.
Or whatever.
818-955-KLOS. Hey, that's over. We'll take it from here. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Sorry, I'm just checking your pulse here is what I'm doing.
We are talking about you thought that you were incredibly right.
Yeah, you know, like you maybe suggested like a new investment to somebody, or you thought you heard about this thing and it's never going to happen, or maybe like some sort of, hey, donate your car, you know, maybe that sort of thing. It'll never stick around. It'll never be around for years. That kind of thing.
Sure.
And it turns out it's huge. It's around forever.
I was smack talking Dancing with the Stars 32 seasons ago, saying that it would never work.
Which is a fair bet.
We had a guy who said that he was at the Stones concert.
Oh, when Prince opened.
When Prince opened, and they pretty much threw him off. You were there?
Dude, I was at that concert at the Coliseum, the Stones.
And Prince? Oh, right.
Oh, my God. They were throwing boots at him. It was the Hells Angels up front. It was crazy.
Oh, my God.
So were you under the impression Prince would never make it as a result?
Yeah, we were like, look at this guy dressed in purple. This guy's not going to make it. You know, yeah, it was. Oh, my God. It was something else.
Did you notice that he was a good guitar player or anything?
You even hear him?
Well, that was the thing. Like, you're like, wow, the guitar's good. This dude's pretty good, but he was getting booed and stuff getting thrown at. Right. You know, we were a little buzzed and we're like, boo.
You know what he wasn't? He wasn't the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, that doesn't make really any sense. That's
the
a bad
problem.
Idea. Yeah. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, Billie Eilish.
Oh, you didn't think Billie Eilish would go anywhere?
I was driving out to Uber. I was doing Uber going to Coachella about 6-7 years ago, maybe 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And I see all these billboards, Billie Eilish. I look her up and I'm like, well, this act is never going to make nothing. And this is on all the award shows. I realized couldn't be any more wrong.
Yep.
Weird how that happens, isn't it?
She became the thing.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Thank you for calling.
That's like a bad movie you go to. You hate it, and it ends up winning the Oscar.
I saw
Oscar.
Her at Coachella, and it was impossible to get a spot to see her.
Wow. But
it's so crazy.
I wouldn't have thought that necessarily early on, that's for sure.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
You thought you were right, but you were wrong.
Still wrong. I saw U2 open for Jay Giles' band.
Wow, really?
No, I kid you not. And everyone thinks it's not true, but look it up, it's true.
All right.
I saw U2 open for Jay Giles' band, and all I could think of while U2 was on stage was, okay, get these clowns off. I want to see Jay Giles. It was like 1981 before they got big. And I was like, you are so wrong.
That is a weird pairing, too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Is like, that's a strange choice
Jay
for
Giles
a promoter.
Is a total, party band and great live, but U2 is kind of thoughtful, especially back then.
All right, thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You thought you were 1,000% right, and it turns out you were really wrong.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Hello?
You thought you were right, but you were way wrong.
You guys remember PM Dawn?
Yes.
Heavy set guy set Adrift on Memory Bliss.
I do. I like that song.
He opened for KRS-One.
Right.
KRS-One got on stage and kicked him right in the butt off the stage into the crowd.
Wow. Damn.
That's pretty harsh.
Sorry.
Wow. You know, we were just talking about how hard it must be for a band or an artist to get up on stage and get booed off. How do you recover from that?
How do you
go play another show? Yeah. Damn.
How many people did he squash?
Good question.
Better question.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hi. I thought, and this sort of says it all, the dumbing down of America would never happen. But clearly, I'm wrong.
Right?
No one's been more wrong than you.
First time I heard that there's a theory going around that the Earth is flat, I thought no one on Earth would believe it. It's just a good joke. It's hilarious. Turns out I was wrong.
Well, well, you know, Dancing with the Stars is on its, what, 32nd season?
Yeah. Exactly. So maybe they'll dance off the side of the planet someday.
Yeah.
That would actually be fun. That would actually be fun to watch.
Thanks for calling KLOS. Hello.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Hi there. We're talking about you. Thought you were right, but you were wrong.
I'm going to say something to all the Dodger fans out there.
Yes.
Because I hear you. I picked the Padres to win the World Series this year, and I was super wrong.
Damn it!
I'm sure they're happy to hear you say that.
Yeah, so there you go. There
it can
go.
Happen. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
That's not me, it's my dad.
Okay.
What was he wrong about?
His company was offering Starbucks at like pennies on the dollar.
Oh,
and
wow.
And he was like, no, they're... I'm not going to invest in that. Nobody's ever going to...
That's the rough one. I love that kind of stuff. When you were just so sure, oh, that company's never going to happen. And, you know,
that hurts. And he told me this, like, years later. And I was like, oh, man, Dad, come on, man.
Come on, get with it.
Right on. Thank you for calling. Perfect example. 818-955-KLOS.
You were positive you're right, but you were dead wrong.
Alone as a float like a stone.
Great dark sound from Royal Blood. That is new stuff.
I love them.
Love that song, Pull Me Through. That's the sort of stuff that Matt Pinfield plays on Sunday night on his new and approved show, Pull Me Through, from Royal Blood there on KLOS.
We are talking about things that you thought you were right about, but it turns out you were 100% wrong. For example, my former partner Bean and I talked to the producers at the beginning of Dancing with the Stars, and we told him it'll never work.
Because it is a bad idea.
And now it's in its 32nd season.
So that was wrong.
So you thought you were 100% right, and it turns out you were 1,000% wrong.
So for my wedding, I thought my husband would be a little bit more relaxed if I had his brother come out for a first look dressed in his wife's wedding dress. And I was totally wrong. It made him feel more uncomfortable for the wedding.
You're the best, and never stop being you.
10-4, good buddy. You know, today is the 4th of October, which makes it 10-4 day. Which goes to my favorite movie ever when I was a kid, Smoking the Bandit.
That last guy just won $3,900.
Well,
are we just going to act like that didn't happen?
That was awesome. Well done, sauerkraut.
All right, give me five.
Yeah.
Songs about or with radio in them.
Yeah, songs to do with the radio. Yeah, that's the ticket. What do you got? 818-955-KLOS.
Or on Twitter at Kevin and Slugger.
Hey, and while you're at it, congratulate Ron coming up with sauerkraut. Well done, dude. 10-4.
No one said 10-4 in that clip.
10-4, yeah, you're right. I suppose somewhere in the movie they did. I don't really remember. It's a radio day because it's October 4th. How dorky is that?
Frequent contributor.
Yeah.
Blended Emotions wanted to hear Guerrilla Radio by Rage Against the Machine.
Well done, you!
It is 10-4. So we're taking songs with radio themes. We want the Airwaves by Ramones.
Yeah, but that's not the one we're going to do yet. We're going to do
ZZ
Top.
Yeah. Oh, ZZ Top.
I love this because it's about Mexican radio stations. You know, down south of the border, they didn't have to follow the rules of how much power they could crank out. So ZZ Top did a little song dedicated to them.
Well, I heard it on the X.
Yeah, and who's it for?
That's for Frankenstein.
Frankenstein!
10-4, good buddy. Spirit of Radio by Rush for Big Daddy.
Big Daddy?
Yep.
We also like to send it out to Nick Andropoulos. Nick Andropoulos, there's some Rush for you. So it's all about radio songs today. We got one more. Elvis Costello has not left the building. Radio, radio. I love the lyrics in this song. It's just so... They're perfect.
It's been Give Me Five. We were doing radio songs. David tweets Radio Gaga.
Ooh.
Followed by Tony. The very next tweet says, I very much do not want to hear Radio Gaga.
By Queen.
The single worst Queen song ever. Reminds me of Mr. Roboto. The single worst Styx song ever. And rumored to have led to the band breaking up. So,
well, he'll be happy to know we got through all five without definitely my least favorite
rest
Queen
easy,
song.
Tony. We got you. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. The emergency broadcast system ran a test earlier today, and conspiracy theorists said to turn our phones off because the tone would turn us into zombies.
And I only turned like half into zombie. I mean, so it did sort of work.
But it's only half right.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know.
And we got a winner in the KLOS Woo! Name game. Ron called and guessed the condiment we were looking for was sauerkraut, and he won
$3,900.
Another chance for you to play the name game tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the Wunderbar Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
All right, we're going to play Judas Priest sometime between now and 6. When we do, you know what to do. Grab the phone, be caller 25, and we're going to give you 3 days' worth of passes to a power trip this weekend. Be listening for Judas Priest. Good luck.
Oops, sorry.
Now, that was Judas Priest, and who are you?
Please,
it's
Mervyn. Am I caller 25?
You are.
That means your plans for the weekend just changed big time. You're going out for all 3 days. And what's the little thing we're doing out there, young Kevin?
Kayla Wes will be out there in the RV lot all weekend, so stop by and see us. And if you're in the area, check out the Miracle Mile RV Show, October 6th to the 15th, where the 10 and the 215 meet in Colton.
The 210 meet, actually.
Nope, 215.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Stop dragging my liver around. Heidi and Frank have been giving out passes to their 11th birthday party. It's going to be happening Friday, November 10th at the Hard Rock Cafe on Hollywood Boulevard. Have you got yours yet? They're going to have a band on stage. They're going to be there partying with you, and they've got a shot every morning to join in on
the... They're doing shots every morning?
Yeah. Oh, wow. They do. Yes, absolutely. We need to start doing that, actually.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a very good idea. They got another shot for you to win tomorrow. $3,800 in your pocket if all goes well sometime between now and 4, the next 20 minutes or so, with the KLOS name game. Good luck unto you.
How much money do we have?
$3,800.
For the KLOS name game, we'll take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS. You get to play. Good luck.
Hit me with a stick. EAS alert went off and I turned into a zombie.
The name game.
The name game.
KLOS, who is this?
This is Peter.
Peter, you're caller 25.
All right, awesome.
You get to play the KLOS name game. We're up to $3,800.
Tell them what you just said, by the way, about that paperwork right there in front of you.
It's getting wrinkly.
It's old.
It's old.
Been around for such a long time.
We want to get rid of it.
Please win.
We are looking for the name of a condiment you've most likely heard of or eaten before.
And Peter, the last couple of guesses were from Kelly. Chili crisp. What's a chili crisp?
Don't know.
And before that, it was curry from Trevor. Those were incorrect, Peter. What do you think it is?
Okay, I think it's Frank's Red Hot.
Frank's Red Hot.
As in Frank in the morning show?
You got it.
Oh, okay. Right on. Very interesting guess. Kevin, is that the correct? Oh.
It is not. I'm sorry.
That was a great guess. I love that.
Oh, man. I was hoping you guys would pick that.
Try again next hour. It'll be $3,900. You have your shot to win $3,900 right now with the KLOS name game. If you want to be caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
You break on through. I'm bitter. Hey, you want to play our little game, Kevin?
Sure. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
$3,900, KLOS. Who is this?
This is Ron.
Ron, you're caller 25.
Oh, that is good. That is good.
Well done, sir.
It's $3,900 for the KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of a condiment you've most likely heard of or eaten before.
Ron, have you heard the last few guesses?
I've heard all of the guesses.
Oh, wow. Well done, you, Ron. We love that.
I've been keeping a track.
Well done. Well, let me tell you, last one was Frank's Red Hot, which, Frank of the Morning Show, his Red Hot. And the one before that... was chili crisp. Have you ever heard of chili crisp?
I've never heard of chili crisp.
I don't know what that is.
I thought chili sauce, but not chili crisp.
Right, there you same. Go. All right, so for the $3,900, what do you think it is?
I'm going to throw out sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut. I don't like sauerkraut at all.
I love it.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
You're saying sauerkraut?
I just never really got into it.
I grew up on it. So.
No, really?
You want to know something? That's correct.
Yeah, turns out. You're right.
You're kidding.
Nope,
you win.
Oh, wow.
You win $3,900.
$3,900.
Yeah. Not
too much. Oh, that is so good.
$3,900 for saying the word sauerkraut.
Oh, that is so cool.
Now you got to buy a hell of a lot of sauerkraut, buddy.
You know, I'm going to.
Right on. Well, we're very happy for you because we were sick of sauerkraut.
Congratulations.
Well done, man.
All right. Wow, this is unbelievable.
The name game. I think we should play another round of it right now. What do you think, Kevin?
Let's do it. We have your chance to play the KLOS name game. If you're caller 25, 818-955-KLOS.
Good luck. It's a new round. Shall we play our little game?
Let's do it.
All right.
Hey, it's Russ.
Russ!
Russ, you're caller 25.
Whoa.
I don't know if you heard, but we got a winner last hour for the condiment
crowd,
that
yeah.
we were looking for. Ron called in and won $3,900.
So it wasn't sriracha, which is what I was going to
say. It was not sriracha, no. And it was sauerkraut.
Russ, how are you, like, right out the gate with stuff? Because this is a new game. We're going to give you a new clue. How do you usually do when you're put on the spot like this?
Well, the first time I ever shot a bow and arrow, I hit the bullseye at 20 yards.
Wow!
Then I missed every shot after that.
Excellent. Well, good luck.
We are hoping you just pull it out of a hat. That would be so awesome.
This might be difficult. We're looking for the name of a phobia that starts with A, B, C, or D. Try to pronounce the name and tell us the fear.
So the last couple of guesses were non-existent. You're the first one out the gate. What phobia do you think we're looking for?
I'll go with the easiest one possible, agoraphobia.
Agoraphobia. Kevin?
Agoraphobia.
Is not fond of spiders himself.
It would be so funny if you had the luck to get through to be caller 25.
That would be amazing.
And then you guessed this one with a jackpot of
$100. $100 on the line.
And yet agoraphobia?
Oh!
That's incorrect.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, Russ. Take care. So tomorrow morning, it's all the way up to $200. Holy cow. What's the frequency, Kenneth? The attack on Dan Rather that inspired that R.E.M. song happened on this day in rock in 1986. Abbey Road returned to the top of the UK charts on this day in rock in 2019 when it was reissued for its 50th anniversary.